Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We've made the turn in Romans chapter 5, verse 3, after spending several days in the first two verses, which I think are necessary, and I told you we'll slow way down now that we've hit the fifth chapter. We're getting into some of the meat of the new covenant. When you get into, if you could only have three or four chapters from the Bible, and you had to only those to read over and over again, You wouldn't have done too bad a job if you picked Romans 5 to Romans 8. I'm not trying to insinuate that the others aren't important and that you're not going to get doctrine elsewhere. Thank God we don't have to do that. You only get four chapters. But if you did, man, these are four good ones. Verse 3, and not only that, not only what? Well, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. That's the end of verse 2. And this is where we ended yesterday. Not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Perseverance, better translated, I think the ESV translates it endurance. It's probably a little closer to the Greek, so let's say it that way. Not only do we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, but we also glory in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces endurance. And our tribulations are our trials, our struggles, our problems. Paul says, not only do we, let's not just personalize this, let's make it corporate. Not only do we as the body of Christ rejoice in God through Christ, we also rejoice when we suffer. Because we know that our suffering produces an endurance in us. Verse 4, and our endurance or perseverance produces character, and our character produces hope. Notice the dominoes. They are falling one after the other. As I go through one area, one experiential area of my life, I cannot help but be influenced into the next experiential area of my life. So my A gets me to B, gets me to C, gets me to D. I'm standing in grace by faith in Jesus Christ. A natural byproduct of life is that I'm going to have struggles and tribulations. Paul does not say that when you stand in grace, you will have no tribulation. He would have laughed at that. He was living in tribulation, and he was standing in grace. So the idea that favor people, this is a phrase we love to use, I'm a favored person. Okay, praise God. But if you take that and say favored people don't have to face those problems because we have God's favor, or if you say, well, I don't face those issues because I have God's favor, you're really not being fair to other people who have God's favor, because God's favor is not a promise of a problem-free existence. In fact, Paul doesn't even hint to that. He says instead, we stand by faith in the grace of God. We have hope for God's glory in our life, but that's not all we hope for. He says, we also rejoice whenever we have tribulation, because we know that our tribulation is going to produce an endurance inside of us, and our endurance is going to create character, and that character is going to continue to give us hope in a good God. So you could say it this way, the favor of God does not exclude problems. But believers that rest in the favor of God face their struggles and believe that those struggles are creating a character inside of them that consistently hopes for the goodness of God. And what more would you want to see out of the people of God on planet Earth than a people who endure tribulation and stress and struggle and problems, and rather than trying to escape the world, or rather than running away and hiding in a cave, these people view every moment of their life as an opportunity to create character. We teach this to our children in sports. We say, don't be a sore loser. Losing can create character. Know how to lose. Not that we want you to lose, but you're going to. So when you do, Let it make you better so that you can be a winner. And son, even if you don't win, then you will have learned a lesson about life. Now, we all would applaud that and say, that's great coaching. I agree, it's good coaching. Why don't we do the same thing in our walk with God, rather than always assuming that if things are going bad, we're living in sin? Why don't we accept the fact that we don't win all the time? Things don't always go our way, but rather than saying, I must be away from God, the heavens must be made of iron, God must be mad at me, I must have sinned, rather than going on a sin hunt, what if we rejoiced in the middle of things going wrong because we know it's creating an endurance in us? And that endurance is creating a character. And out of that character is going to come a great hope that God's favor is real and that God is good. And that He loves us. It's a shame that people of God who possess the mighty power of the Holy Spirit view their persecutions, their trials, their problems as the end result of God being mad. And so if there are problems, we go find out what we've done wrong. And Paul never indicates that tribulation equals the presence of sin, or equals the lack of the presence of God. In fact, he insinuates the opposite. The fact that you stand in grace, you're going to have some problems. But you don't face problems the way the world faces problems. You face them and end up with a character that has hope. Tomorrow, we'll deal with verse 5. Hope does not disappoint. And this is not the first time in the book of Romans that Paul has talked about disappointment or the lack of disappointment. And he did it, if you'll remember, in one of the most famous verses in the entire Bible, right here in the book of Romans. And we'll get into that tomorrow. I hope you have a wonderful day. Grace to you. God bless.